Once upon a time,
I wish
in a far-off kingdom,
more than anything,
lived a fair maiden,
more than life,
a sad young lad,
more than two,
I wish,
and a childless baker,
more than life,
I wish,
with his wife,
more than anything,
more than the moon,
I wish, the king is giving a festival,
more than life,
I wish to go to the festival,
more than riches,
and
I wish my cow would give us some milk,
more than anything,
I wish we had a choice,
I want a child,
I wish to go to the festival,
I wish we might have a child,
I wish.
You wish to go to the festival?
The poor girl's mother had died.
You used to develop the festival.
We wish to go to the festival,
the festival, the king's festival.
And her father had taken for his new wife
the festival,
a woman with two daughters of her own.
Look at your nails.
Look at your dress.
People would laugh at you.
Nevertheless,
she still wants to go to the festival and dance before the prince.
All three were beautiful of face, but vile and black of heart. Jack, on the other hand, had no father, and his mother?
I wish.
Well, she was not quite beautiful.
I wish my son were not a fool. I wish my house was not a mess. I wish the cow was full of milk. I wish the walls were full of gold. I wish a lot of things. You foolish child! What in heaven's name are you doing with a cow inside the house?
A warm environment might be just what Milky White needs to produce his milk.
It's a she! How many times must I tell you only she's can give milk?
Why, come in, little girl.
I wish. It's not for me, it's for my granny in the woods. A loaf of bread, please, to bring my poor old hungry granny in the woods. Just a loaf of bread, please.
Cinderella's stepmother had a surprise for her.
I have emptied a pot of lentils into the ashes for you. If you have picked them out again in 2 hours' time, then you shall go to the ball with us.
And perhaps a sticky bun or four.
Birds in the sky, birds in the eaves and the leaves and the fields and the castles and ponds.
And a few of those pies.
Come, little birds, down from the eaves and the leaves, over fields, out of castles and ponds.
No squeeze, pal.
Flick through the ashes, pick and peck, but swiftly sift through the ashes into the pot.
Listen well, son. Milky White must be taken to market.
Mother, no! He's the best cow.
Was? She's been dry for a week. We've no food, no money, and no choice but to sell her while she can still command a price.
But Milky White is my best friend in the whole world.
Look at her. There are bugs on her dugs. There are flies in her eyes. There's a lump on her rump, big enough to be a hump.
But
son, we've no time to sit and dither while her withers wither with her. And no one keeps a cow for a friend. Sometimes I fear you're touched.
Into the woods, it's time to go. I hate to leave, I have to though. Into the woods, it's time, and so I must begin my journey. Into the woods and through the trees to where I am expected, ma'am. Into the woods to grandmother's house.
Oh. Into the woods to grandmother's house.
You're certain of your way?
The way is clear, the light is good. I have no fear, nor no one should. The woods are just trees, the trees are just wood. I sort of hate to ask it, but do you have a basket?
Don't stray and be late.
Save some of those sweets for Granny.
Into the woods and down the dell, the path is straight, I know it well. Into the woods and who can tell what's waiting on the journey. Into the woods to bring some bread to Granny who is sick in bed. Never can tell what lies ahead, for all that I know she's already dead. But into the woods, into the woods, into the woods, to grandmother's house and home before dark.
Back to the sky, back to the eaves and the leaves and the fields and the cat.
Hurry up and do my hair, Cinderella. Are you really wearing that?
Here I found a little tear, Cinderella. Can't you hide it with a hat?
You look beautiful.
I know.
She means me.
Put it in a twist.
Who'll be here?
Mother said be nice, father said be good. That was always their advice. So be nice, Cinderella. Good, Cinderella. Nice, good, nice. What's the good of being good if everyone is blind and you're always left behind? Never mind, Cinderella. Kind, Cinderella. Nice, good, nice. Kind, good, nice.
No! Not that tight!
I'm sorry.
Claude.
Because the baker had lost his father and his mother in a baking accident. Well, at least that's what he believed. He was eager to have a family of his own and concerned that all efforts until now had failed.
Who might that be?
We have sold our last loaf of bread.
It's the witch from next door. We have no bread.
Of course you have no bread.
What do you wish?
It's not what I wish. It's what you wish. Nothing cooking in there now, is there?
The old enchantress went on to tell the couple that she'd placed a spell on their house.
What spell?
In the past, when you were no more than a babe, your father brought his young wife and you to this cottage. They were a handsome couple, but not handsome neighbors. You see, your mother was with child, and she had developed an unusual appetite. She took one look at my beautiful garden and told your father what she wanted more than anything in the world was greens, greens, and nothing but greens. Parsley, peppers, cabbages, and celery, asparagus, and watercress, and vinegars, and lettuce. He said, all right, but it wasn't quite, because I caught him in the autumn in my garden one night. He was robbing me, raping me, rooting through my rutabaga, raiding my arugula, and ripping up the rampy and my jampy and my favorite. I should have laid a spell on him right there. Could have turned him into stone, or a dog, or a chair, or a But I let him have the rampy and I'd lots to spare. Return, however, I said fair is fair. You can let me have the baby that your wife will bear. And we'll call it square.
I had a brother.
No!
But you had a sister.
But the witch refused to tell him any more of his sister. Not even that her name was Rapunzel. She went on.
I thought I had been more than reasonable, and that we all might live happily thereafter. But how was I to know what your father had also hidden in his pocket? You see, when I had inherited that garden, my mother had warned me that I would be punished if I were ever to lose any of the beans.
Beans!
The special beans! I let him go. I didn't know he stole my beans. I was watching him crawl back over the wall when bang, crash, the lightning flash. And well, that's another story. Never mind. Anyway, at last the big day came, I made my claim. Don't take her with the baby. They shrieked and screeched, but I did, and I hid her where she'll never be reached. Your father cried, your mother died. For extra measure, I admit it was a pleasure. I said, sorry, I'm still not mollified. And I laid a little spell on them. You too, son. That your family tree would always be a barren one.
No!
Nectarines, but I'm telling you the same. I tell kings and queens, don't ever, never, ever mess around with my greens, especially the beans.